I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. I'm here in the studio with the world soccer expert William Troop, and we have Roger Bennett on the line from a studio in New York. He is one half of Grantland Soccer podcast, Men in Blazers. Welcome, Roger. You're wearing a blazer now?
I am indeed. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
So the task today is to help me, Roger, and our listeners choose their World Cup team. 32 national teams representing 32 nations. That's going to be a rainbow nation in Brazil. And what better way than to have three white guys talk about that? So, William, let me start with you. How do you choose a soccer team? And what's your kind of process?
What I tell everybody is that the best thing you can do is choose with the heart and not with your head. Don't choose like thinking, you know, who's going to win this thing. But choose, you know, what your heart is really telling you. And I'll give you an example of
myself.
Yeah,
where is your heart connected to?
I could root for a number of different countries. I could root for Mexico, the country where I was born. I could root for the U.S., the country where I live. Or I could root for Italy, the country where I grew up. And guess what? Italy wins.
Why?
It's just the country that reminds me of when I first started playing and rooting for soccer teams. It just reminds me of my childhood. So go Italy.
I know you're a big fan of Italy, Roger, but how do you go about picking your own team? Who do you support?
Well, you know, it's a very fascinating, truly an American question. I mean, where I come from, Liverpool, England, you are saddled with a team that you grow up with, for better or for worse. Unfortunately, in my case, it's England, which is for worse right now.
I'm sorry about that, Roger.
A truly remarkably underachieving. The English jersey is like a suit of armor that just weighs them down when they take the field, and they wilt normally by penalties, which is their poison chalice, and crush a nation. The USA, I have to tell you, what a gorgeous group of gents. So the basic question for your audience is, where was I born? If you believe in USA, you're also backing the winner. I believe they're going to win the World Cup.
Wait a minute.
In 2014.
Are you kidding me?
I believe that in the middle of July, Clint Dempsey is going to wipe his hands on his jersey, look up and see Sepp Blatter, the FIFA honcho, hold out that World Cup trophy and lift it over his head, and America is going to fall in love with the sport that it's long kept at arm's length. But that is a
wow,
dream.
Wow, what a fantasy.
It may not come true.
And I think we've got a dissenting opinion here from William Troop, Roger.
Well, William Troop may disagree, but the real question is, who would you be your second team were the USA to defy my expectations and not win it all?
Okay, let's pretend the US defies your expectations and doesn't win the World Cup. Where do you go in second place?
Well, it depends what kind of a person you are. You know, there's so many gorgeous teams that are running over there. And I think, you know, you look at them, you see the jerseys, you get drawn to Croatia with that red and white check that I think harkens back to the Kingdom of Croatia in 1525. Then it depends what kind of person you like, what kind of value you like, what kind of literature you like. I mean, just look, if you like the movies of John Woo or the Clockwork Orange, you'd be immediately drawn to, let's say, Lionel Messi in Argentina.
Wait a minute, how'd you get from Clockwork Orange to Lionel Messi?
The way Argentina play football so beautifully, but also with a true respect for physicality, violence, the dark arts, whatever it takes to win. Their classic team in the 1950s was called the Angels with Dirty Faces, and they play a beautiful style of football called La Nuestra, where whatever you need to do, be it beautiful or pragmatic, it's winning that really counts. Lionel Messi, one of the world's great players, has never, ever played well at a World Cup. This is his third. The team have gone out in the quarterfinals both times, but this is a team that's now completely built around him. Last time they had Maradona, a gentleman who many of your listeners may actually know by name. He was Rob Ford before there was a Rob Ford, and their campaign was a bit of a mess. I think it will be very different this time. And if you support Lionel Messi in Argentina, you may support a team that will go deep on rival Brazil's turf. That would be a remarkable, dramatic narrative to cheer for.
So, Roger, you're laying out your flowchart on how you pick your own team. That wouldn't be the United States, the second team. Let's say you're a soccer virgin in this country and you don't necessarily have a national affiliation for the U.S. team. Give us some guidelines on how you go about picking a team to root for.
If you like watching Game of Thrones on a Sunday night, go and pick Spain.
Why?
That midfield, the tiny, tiny little cluster of gentlemen. It's like watching four or five Tyrion Lannisters just trottle all over that field, passing the ball to each other in an inimitable style that they call tiki-taka, tiny little passes and movement where they paper cut their opponents to death. They're the defending champions. people are counting them out. They're aging now as opposed to the team that took the field in 2010. But they're a team that you kind of write off, I think, at your own peril.
You know, Marco, this is William again. I have a question for you. I mean,
yeah.
Who do you root for and how do you go about choosing that?
I guess it should be the United States because I was born in the United States. But I spent so much time in West Africa. And then I was at the BBC, working at the BBC African Service in 1990 when Argentina played Cameroon in the first match. And I just, my heart just went for Cameroon. They had, you know, they've got the old guy, Roger Mila, retired police chief who was in his late 40s. And I just thought, I'm rooting for Cameroon. Put £5 on Cameroon to win, odds are 8-1, and they won. And I took my office down to the pub for drinks. So it's Cameroon this time. It is always Cameroon. I love that team.
You know, and Cameroon also has that great crest with the indomitable lions on it.
Les lions indomptables.
More Absolutely. Things in life should be indomitable. I adore them. I'd save you $5 this time, Marco. But they fight in 1990. They were finally knocked out by England in a very hard-fought game. Where the English manager, and this is a classic way to surmise English football, he said, "We didn't disrespect Cameroon. We didn't underestimate them. We just didn't think they'd be that good."
Yeah, I did not mention that game because at the BBC Bush House in the African Service, you can imagine the excitement and the stares that day. Yeah, tough one.
One of the finest moments of my childhood, Mark.
Roger, I know you directed the series of documentaries for ESPN, Inside U.S. Soccer's March to Brazil. So you wouldn't happen to be a little partial to the U.S., would you?
I actually adore the U.S. team. I first watched them take the field in 1994 in their stonewashed denim jerseys, ginger of hair, ponytailed of neck. And their swagger and their confidence has always drawn me to them. America is finally connecting to the sport. The numbers, the ratings are soaring. And unfortunately, just when expectations and connection to this team are probably at their all-time high, they've been handed a devil's hand down in Brazil. They'll be playing Dracon Noirs, Portugal. They'll be playing Germany, the kind of Darth Vader of the World Cup tournament. And also, they'll be playing Ghana, the team that have eliminated them from the last two tournaments. So just when expectations are highest, just when they have most to gain, they've been handed what we've been saying is like the Hunger Games in cleats to try and get on. So they are remarkable gentlemen, but they definitely have been handed one of the toughest challenges of any team in the tournament.
You know, Roger, you're starting to convince me. Maybe I should root for the US.
It's not a comment. It's not a suggestion. It is prophecy. Clint Dempsey will lift this trophy, William. You heard it from me first.
We'll have to have you back for either eat crow or not.
I hope you have a gloat fest, Roger.
It is known.
You've been listening to The World's William Troop, an ardent Italy fan, and Roger Bennett from the podcast Men in Blazers. Gentlemen, may the best team win. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Marco.
Thanks for having us on, gents.